Come on, praise him again. Well, y'all can praise him. Come on, praise him. We, amen, praise God, are in, amen, praise God, a time. Amen, praise God. We can appreciate it. Praise God. Maybe sometimes we may be able to appreciate it more than others in different, amen, generations. Can you say that? But we can certainly appreciate now, amen, that we are in a time of name branding. Amen, praise God. And because of name branding, praise God, amen, even our current president likes to, amen, praise God, put a label on people. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. Because, amen, he wants to convey a certain idea concerning, amen, those that he brands. Can you say amen? And we've been acquainted with name branding, praise God, in our time for a long time because, amen, we got so used to, amen, praise God, the name branding that we, amen, praise God, don't even identify some things as what they are. We just use the name. And if we use the name, you automatically know what we're talking about. Can we say amen? And so we don't have to say bleach. You can say Clorox and everybody know what you're talking about. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God, and amen, and certainly, amen, even the dispute in the courts, can you say amen, about, amen, praise God, the idea of Velcro, amen, but call it a hook and loop instead of Velcro, but amen, praise God, the name, amen, praise God, is, amen, praise God, their brand name, but we have identified it with its function, and so then, amen, praise God, it's, amen, Velcro. So, amen, there is significant amount of name branding, praise God, and because there is name branding, yes, we begin to associate certain qualities with a particular name. Amen, praise God. And so then, praise God, there is the idea that we don't just go and buy a dress or a suit, amen, praise God, but we sometimes are going looking for a particular brand or name on that dress or suit because we have come through time to realize that the name may mean a certain amount of quality, amen, built into the garment. Can you say amen? So, amen, praise God, we, amen, have come to a place in society where, amen, it had reached a level, praise God, that, amen, it was influencing our children to such a degree because, amen, they wanted, amen, praise God, not just a pair of shoes, but they wanted a pair of shoes with a particular name on them. And they were desirous to have that name. Amen. They wanted, amen, praise God, not just a pair of jeans or a shirt. Amen. But they wanted the jeans or a shirt with a particular brand on them. And amen. Or name on them, if you please. And so, praise God, amen, praise God, it was, amen, and it does come to the place sometimes where, amen, praise God, it is not the distinction so much that it's not, amen, praise God, another pair of jeans, but it's about the name that is on them. And, amen, praise God, and there has been, praise God, the idea of, amen, in the world of looking down on your jeans, if your jeans or your shoes don't have that kind of name, that, amen, is to be associated with the highest quality. Can we say amen? Amen. And so we're all familiar with name branding. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. But I want to talk to you today about the fact that not only do men, amen, hold, amen, their name in high esteem and attempt to brand because of their name, our Lord and our God also has a name. And the name, amen, that God, amen, lifts up and exalts is a name that is high higher than any other name. Amen. To have, amen, praise God, brand, amen, praise God, laboring, and to have, amen, brand recognition, amen, praise God, the brand has to be put out there. In other words, the name has to be established. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And amen, praise God. There was a time when nobody knew anything about, amen, Gucci or, amen, praise God, about some of the other designers because they had not yet made a name. Can you say amen? But over time, praise God, certain things began to be associated with that brand. Can you say amen? And over time, it gained, amen, praise God, value and repetition, amen, just for its name alone. Indeed, praise God, amen, praise God, manufacturers won't allow you to use their name on anything. Can we say amen? Why? Because, amen, anything that, amen, is made may not come up to their standard, and so they will not, amen, praise God, allow you to use their name. They protect their name with copyrights and all kind of legalisms, praise God, to make sure nobody will use their name. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God, without, amen, the proper authority. Can we say amen? And so, amen, if men give this much recognition and, amen, praise God, and protection of their name, and, amen, praise God, and add such weight to their name, amen, we know that our God is greater than men, and the name of the Lord, praise God, should have, amen, even a higher value than any other name of men. Can we say amen?
Amen?
And so, praise God, to establish, amen, who he is, amen, God uses circumstances, amen, that his name might be lifted up and that his name may be glorified. Tell your neighbor, praise God, it is because that his name alone is excellent. And so, praise God, when we read in scripture, we realize that God speaks, amen, praise God, amen, this word of revelation to Pharaoh. Hallelujah, praise God, because sometimes we get in the place where, amen, we are thinking it's about our accomplishments and who we are and what we have done, but God often has to tap us on the shoulder to remind us that it's really not about you. It's about my glory and it's about my praise. Can you say amen? And so, amen, Pharaoh is reminded, amen, praise God, even though he is, amen, the Pharaoh of a great nation, Egypt, can you say amen? And he holds at that time the people of God, amen, as slaves, amen. He is thinking, praise God, that he is a somebody to be reckoned with. Can you say amen? Even when, amen, praise God, amen, God is sending word to let my people go. Hallelujah, praise God. Pharaoh doesn't know who God is. Amen. Who is this God that I should let, amen, these people go? Can you say amen? And amen, not only was it Pharaoh, but many others, amen, praise God, did not know, amen, the God that, amen, was a creator of the heavens and the earth. But God would use a principal nation and the Pharaoh over a principal nation to get some name recognition. Can we say amen? And so God lets a Pharaoh know, hallelujah, praise God, it's not about, amen, praise God, you're not in that position, amen, that you're in, hallelujah, because of your great ability. Amen, praise God, but because I have allowed you to be there and I've raised you up, amen, for this specific purpose, amen, that I might obtain glory for my name. And so it was not the name of Pharaoh that was going to be exalted, but the name, amen, of the Lord, because we have to remember who our God is. It's not unlike, amen, praise God, amen, Daniel telling Nebuchadnezzar, can you say amen. Amen. You need to humble yourself before the Lord. Hallelujah. But Pharaoh, Nebuchadnezzar, amen, praise God, was lifted up in who he was. And he didn't know that, amen, God ruled in the kingdom of men. And that God set up over it, even the basis of men. Why does he do that? That his name alone might be glorified. Somebody ought to praise him. So praise God. Amen. He lets the Pharaoh know. Amen. I raise you up for this special purpose. Amen. Praise God. Many people that know anything about the Bible, amen, know about, amen, Pharaoh's army that got drowned. Anybody know a little bit about the Bible? Amen. Know about the deliverance of Israel? Can you say amen? Out of Egyptian bondage, how God did what he did. Amen. Nobody shot an arrow, but God brought them out. No cannons, no marching armies, but God brought them out. And he was able to deliver, amen, just by the power of who he is. Remember, praise God, that the God that was given is the God that is now. Amen. He has not changed. Amen. He's still the same today as he was on yesterday. Can we say amen? And he wants us, hallelujah, not to forget who he is. And so he got him a name through Pharaoh, praise God, that the world's, hallelujah, that the nations of the world that were then might give heed and recognition, amen, to the God that was the God of Israel. Indeed, amen, praise God, 40 years of wandering in the wilderness when Israel was coming into Jericho. Amen. Praise God. His fame had gone in front of him. For that Rahab knew of the working of the Lord. Amen. To open up the Red Sea and to defeat the enemies of God. Amen. Praise God. Whereupon she had faith in the God of Israel, only knowing the works that he has done. Anybody know what he has done today? Hallelujah. Amen. We are not, amen, to have to be able to understand abstractly what God has done. Hallelujah. You don't have to necessarily look back to a Red Sea. You don't have to look, hallelujah, praise God, to a wall in Jericho falling down. But you can look in your own life. Can you say amen? You can realize firsthand that it was God that brought you out. It was God that made ways in your life out of no way. Hallelujah. It was because of his name that he wanted, amen, to deliver you. It was because of his name, amen, that he wanted, amen, you to be brought out. Because when everything else had failed, God wanted to show that neighbor, that friend, that acquaintance, amen, that when nobody else that he's able to tell. You ought to praise him because he is a God that is able. And because he's able, he's gotten himself a name among the redeemed of the Lord. Can you say amen? Amen. Not only in the church age, amen, but the psalmist related to us, amen, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run into that name, and they are safe. Tell your neighbor, there is safety in the name of the Lord. Amen. You want safety? Don't call ADP. Call on Jesus. Can you say amen? You want security? Bricks can't do it. But I know a man. Can you say amen? A man. Jesus, he's able to do what nobody else is able to do. Anybody know his name? Then you want to give him a little praise. Come and say amen. So it is.
Thomas tells us again that some trust in chariots and some in the horses. But amen, we will remember. Tell your neighbor, you gotta remember. You gotta remember. Can you say amen? The devil want you to forget. On the mountain, there were some valley things. You better praise him. You weren't always running through troops and jumping over walls. There were some days of weakness. Can you say amen? But I'm so glad that when I remember the goodness of the Lord, when I remember where he brought me from, when I laying down a record concerning the power of his name. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Abraham knew him as God Almighty. He was the El Shaddai. He was the covenant keeping God. He was the God that was able. Can you say amen? Lord have mercy. But when, amen, he began to deal with Moses, he wanted Moses to know, I'm a God that's present. I'm a God that is. I am a God that is all right now, God. Amen. I am a God that is ever present. And when you go before Pharaoh and he asks you what my name is, tell him I am. Jehovah. Can you say amen? I'm going to be your banner. I'm going to be your provision. Can you say amen? I'm going to be your righteousness. I'm going to be your shepherd. I'm going to be your healer. I'm going to be everything that you need me to be. And as he walked behind God, he began to write, Jehovah Nissi. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. He began to write. Hallelujah. Jehovah Tekelim. Can you say amen? He began to write. Jehovah Shalom. Anybody got some peace today? If you got peace, it's the cause of God. Can you say amen? Because he's the God that has peace. Last time I heard, it was his peace. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? go away. I got a peace that is an anchor. Lord, you can say amen. Hallelujah. And that was before we get to the New Testament. Can you say amen? All of that outlaying of the name of God. He's a rose of shame. He's a healing. He's a crying. He's a morning star. Amen. Before we even get over into the New Testament, can you say amen? And amen, there comes now a culmination of the names of our God. Amen. Because after 400 years of silence, there's a word through Gabriel. Can you say amen? That thou shalt call his name Jesus. Somebody shout Jesus. Who is this Jesus? He is Emmanuel. He is God with us. He's the same God of yesterday. Because the God of yesterday made ways out of no ways. And the same God today is the God of yesterday. So my God, whose name is Jesus, can make ways. Your neighbor, hallelujah. When God got ready to save us, he wanted us to know you got to get a name. Can you say amen? You ain't walking around with no name. You got to have a name. Can you say amen? But I'm going to want you using any kind of name. Can you say amen? Because I got a certain standard of quality. They got to be associated with my name. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you need to repent of your sin. You need to bend to the water in the name of Jesus. You need to have waited on God till he killed you. It plain that there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Can you say amen? There is no option. You gotta have this name. Can you say amen? The name of the Lord that is a strong tower. You need the name that is to be remembered. You need the name that God said is set up above the glory of the heaven. The name that is lifted up even above the heavens and the earth. Tell your neighbor, this name is a high name. This name is an exalted name. This name is a precious name. This name has power. Say amen. Well, listen, no place of repentance except God had made a place. Can you say it ain't just about your turning of your heart, but it's a place to go after your heart has been turned? Can you say it ain't just about the turning of your heart, but it's about having a place to go after your heart has been turned? Y'all gotta praise him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, before the Lord came, all we could do was push sin out of the way. Can you say amen? Brought our little lamb and turtle dove and bullock. Can you say amen? Amen. Push sin out of the way. But the writer tells us it was not possible. Amen. That the blood of lambs and bullocks, amen, would be able to take away sin. Can you say amen? It needed God to make a house clean. Y'all better praise him. Tell your neighbor, God needed to make a house clean.
Thank you.
He didn't come, amen, to make a house call when they were calling him God Almighty.
No.
He didn't come to make a house call when they were calling him all of the Jehovahs. Can you say thank you, Jesus? While he was all of that, he didn't come to make the house call.
No.
Can you say amen? What you doing, Lord? Look, I ain't going to be coming back and forth throughout eternity. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I'm going to do this thing one time and once and for all. Can you say amen? When I do it, it's going to be done. Ain't going to be no repeat. Can you say amen? Once I do it, amen, praise God, it will be established. Can you say amen? There is a people on the earth that are still looking for a millennium. Excuse me, still looking for a Messiah. Amen. To come. Amen. They don't recognize that he's already come. Can you say amen? The woman sitting on the well. Amen. Praise God. Asked, amen, the Lord. Amen. About that water he was offering. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And she would relate this story. Can you say amen? And amen. And the Lord, as he talks to her, stirs up her faith in Messiah, because the Jews believe in the coming of a Messiah. Can you say amen? And so she was putting her faith aside, because she's saying to Jesus, I know Messiah is coming. Can you say amen? Amen. But I hear the word of the Lord as he speaks to her and lets her know that he that is talking to you, I am he. Can you say amen? You ain't got to put it off no longer. Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. He came, amen, when his name was revealed. It's Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
He came, amen, praise God, with the inscription that he would save his people from their sin. Can you say amen? Now, his people and his own might be a little different.
Yeah.
Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, his people.
His people.
And his own.
And his own.
Might be a little different.
Might be a little different.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. Because he came to save his people from their sin. But he came to his own. They didn't receive him. They rejected him. Came to his own and they didn't know him. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, his own was the Jewish people. Can you say amen? Amen. His own was the Jews. Can you say, while he had some among the Jews that would believe as a people, amen, by and large they rejected him. Amen. He came to his own. They didn't want him, amen, to be their Lord and their King. They didn't see him fitting, amen, the profile of being able to be that King that they were looking for. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you gotta accept Jesus as he is.
That's right.
Yes. Yes.
You gotta accept him as he is. Can you say amen? You can't make him how you want him to be. You gotta accept him as he is. You gotta believe on him as the scripture has said. Can you say amen? But nevertheless, amen, praise God. Amen, his own didn't receive him. Can you say amen? But then he said, as many, oh Lord, Lord have mercy, as many as would receive him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Tell your neighbor, the people of God, they ain't just Jews. Can you say amen? Some of them Jews, some of them Gentiles, some of them Spanish, some of them French, some of them African. Can you say amen? But all of them are purchased by the blood of the Lamb. But every one of them got a name. Can you say amen? And every one of the redeemed have a name upon their forehead. I know you can't see it, but the devil does. Against me, they don't know me. Yeah, they know you. How's your name? Amen. Hallelujah. It's not only written in the Lamb book of life, but God took his name and written it on your soul. Y'all better praise him. That is excellent is to be glorified. This name that is excellent is to be remembered. Can you say amen? Don't let that devil make you forget who you are. Can you say amen? Just because of where you are. Tell your neighbor, don't let the devil make you forget who you are. Just because of where you are. Tell him again, don't let the devil make you forget who you are, just because of where you are. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? If you in the valley, remember the name of the Lord. If you in the valley, remember who you are. Amen. If you on the mountaintop,
remember.
Don't let pride lift you up. Can you say amen? Just coming away from the battle, and you beat the devil real good.
Go ahead.
You beat him sideways, up and down, left and right, in and out. You sent the devil running, but don't forget who you are. You are the servant of the living God. Can you say amen? And if you have won a battle, it is God that gave you the victory, and you need to exalt his name and the praise. You in the valley. Don't forget who you are. Just because of where you are. This ain't working. That ain't working. Can you say amen? The reason is you're using the wrong stuff.
Amen.
Can you say thank you, Jesus? A total Friday. You can't beat the flesh with the flesh.
No.
Can I say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, can't beat the flesh with the flesh. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And you using your own mind, your own plan. Can you say amen? Your own devices. Can you, where that's coming from? Flesh. Can you say amen? Amen. Remember, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal. That's why God gave you a name. Can you say amen? Can you say amen to Jesus? Amen, praise God. See, look, the name got to be written. Can you say amen? Can you say thank you, Jesus? There were seven sons of Cephas, right? Can you say thank you, Jesus? They knew about a name. Can you say thank you, Jesus? They knew about a name. Tell your name. Too many folk just know about a name. But you need a name written. Can you say amen? Lord, amen. These sons, amen. Praise God. Went to cast out the devil. Amen. Praise God. In the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached.
The devil looked up on me forehead.
He sure did.
He see no name.
Yeah.
The devil looked up. You know what y'all talking about? Peeped his whole car. Yeah, he peeped his whole car. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Paul, I know.
Yeah.
Jesus, I know him. Go ahead. Can you say that?
Yes, sir.
God, but you, God. You ain't got no name.
Call
it out. I don't know who you are. Uh-huh. Can you say that? Yeah. The devil don't respect no name.
No.
Tell your neighbor, the devil don't respect no name. You ain't got no name. The devil don't respect you. Can you say thank you? And if you got a name, even in your lowest estate.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
Go ahead.
Even in your lowest estate.
Yes, Lord.
I gotta go, but y'all know, man, it came to David. Amen. Saul wasn't no good man, but he was God's anointed.
Amen.
Came to David. Amen. Praise God. He had finished Saul off because Saul had tried to kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
Was unsuccessful. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Finished Saul off. Took, amen. Praise God. The amen prayer thing brought it to David. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He thought he's getting a reward.
Mm-hmm.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you.
My point is, Saul is laying there dying. Mm-hmm. He's going to die anyway.
Yes.
From his wounds, he's laying there dying. And amen. And this man comes to David. Amen. Praise God. After he finished him off and helped Saul on to glory. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. And thought David was going to give him a reward. But David wanted to know, why wasn't you afraid to touch God's anointing? Can you say amen? Why weren't you afraid? He was laying there dying and you done finished him off and you think I'm going to reward you? And that man got killed for his trouble. Can you say amen?
Scripture.
Mm-hmm. And the point is that the anointing of God is seen by God.
Hallelujah.
And understood by the enemy.
That's right.
And that's God's anointing.
Yeah.
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Amen.
And if God don't touch it, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
This name means something.
Yeah, I'll
tell. Cause amen. Praise God. If God don't touch you, the devil ain't gonna touch you.
In the name,
amen.
The only way the devil will touch you is he bend to God.
Yep.
Right.
Can you say amen? Can I? May I? Could I?
Yep.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And if God say no, that's the rule. That's
it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Can you say amen?
That's it.
Amen. Praise God. And so then, praise God. Don't be too quick. Amen. Praise God. To say that's the enemy. Sometimes it's God tapping you on your shoulder. Can you say amen? Sometimes God is shaking you. Say, wake up. Amen. You need to remember who I am. And you remember who you are. Beloved, now we are the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. Can you say amen? So you don't see me as I'm going to be. Can you say amen? But sometimes I'll see you in the valley.
Yes.
Sometimes I see you on the mountaintop.
Yes.
But amen, praise God. Whether I see you in the valley or on the mountaintop, if you are redeemed of the Lord, you still redeemed there.
Amen.
You still redeemed there.
Yes.
Can you say amen? And you are still the anointed of the Lord.
That's right.
And amen, praise God. And all I can do is help you.
That's right.
Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, all I can do is help you.
Yes,
Lord. I'm going to stop. This is my third time stopping, so I'm going to stop this time. After this time. Amen, praise God. But God, amen, says amen to Israel. Amen, praise God. It says that we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And amen, praise God. And that we are pray for the nation of Israel. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. Because, amen, he that curseth you, God said, I'm cursed. Can you say amen? Now, if God do that for a nation of people,
yes, Lord.
Can you say amen?
Lord.
Amen. If he set them apart like that, a nation of people, and tell every other nation, Leave my folk alone.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Because amen, praise God. If I allow you to do them harm, amen, praise God, it's for their correction.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
But amen, even if I allow you to do them harm, don't go too far.
Amen.
Because that's my folk.
Amen.
Can you say amen? And I'm going to come back and get you.
Amen.
Because that's my people.
Yes.
Can you say amen? And so God don't play with them folk.
Oh, no. Witness.
And so it's a blessing to belong to God. It's a blessing to be named among the redeemed.
Yes,
Lord. Don't play when it comes to his people.
Yes.
Can you say amen?
Yes.
And for that reason, his people are to exalt his name, to give him glory, and to continue to praise his name. Why are you praising him? For the excellency of his name.
Yes.